Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, how are you? Hello everyone. Happy Tuesday. It's Fran, owner of Angels with Fran, back with another episode of Angel Speaks. How have you guys been? How's your week? Hope you had a great and prosperous, fabulous week. Last week, I did. I really am so thankful once again to be back here with you guys on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited, so I want to jump into some things. I have a lot of people in the chat room and a lot of emails that I got last week that I'm going to answer this week, and I'm going to try to take a few calls, but I have so much I need to get in. So let me talk about what I need to get in first, and then we will just get going. You know that you can always reach me at www.angelswithfran.org. You can find out where I'm going, what events are happening, where I'm teaching, where I'm speaking, what's new with me. You can check out my blog there. You can also leave your prayer request there. You can just drop me a note and say, hey, whatever you want to do, you can do it at www.angelswithfran. Also, I'm going to be teaching in the Kansas City, Kansas area. Next month, I will be in Dallas. I will be in Atlanta next year. And all of that's on my website. If you have an organization or an event that you'd like me to come speak at or do a class, you can also just drop me an email at www.angelswithfran.org. And I or my assistant will get back with you as soon as we possibly can. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. I'm really excited because I'm going to talk to you about love according to the angels. And many of you may know already that Love According to the Angels is a book that I channeled maybe a year and a half ago. And I call these books, but to me they're like mini stories because they're not like huge books. They're like mini stories, but they're filled with like extreme wisdom and knowledge from the angels. I mean, extreme wisdom and knowledge. And a lot of the times when I am being led to write, I don't read what I'm writing. I just write and I send it to the lady that cleans it up for me, my help, my right hand, the person that I really, these books or these mini stories or whatever you want to call them would not even be possible if it was not for her and the angels. And then when I get them back, I'm blown away with what's in them. So I want to talk to you guys just a little bit about Love According to the Angels, and then we're going to talk about love. And I picked out the emails this week that people had sent me asking about, you know, they had a lot of love questions, a lot of love things about their love life, et cetera. And I wanted to make sure that I address those, because if you take the time to actually email me, I want to take the time to answer. So thank you for emailing me. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you. So the book Love According to the Angels came to me as I was really ending a very long love relationship that I had been in for 15 years. And that relationship had been over in a physical sense, but it wasn't over in a spiritual sense. There was still a lot of attachments. And there was still a lot of leftover anger and a lot of leftover hurt. I mean, let's be realistic. You cannot be with someone for 15 years and not feel things about them. And I had to go before God and ask for not only forgiveness for them, but forgiveness for myself for feeling the way that I felt. So in the mornings when I would sit in the silence, which most of you know I love to do, I would get these little mini messages. And the messages started coming so quick that I eventually started writing them down. And I would write them down, and then I just kind of compiled them, and I gave them to JU, and she began to put them in a form. And I was like, wow, it's really, really powerful. And not only was it powerful, it was very healing for me emotionally. So I'm just going to share a few of the little passages, a little meditation out of this book, and then I'm going to answer some questions. One of the things that I got when I was going through the process of forgiveness and the process of really coming into my own power was, there is one love that will last forever, and that is the love of the divine. Once you connect to the everlasting love, you will fall in love with yourself. Only then will you truly know and experience true physical love. Now, this was very powerful for me because growing up, I had an issue with self-esteem and self-worth because I was always the taller girl. I was always the fuller girl. I was always the different girl. So I loved myself, and my parents instilled self-love in me, but I didn't feel worthy of that real good love because, you know, why would somebody love me? So in being healed and being brought to a place where I knew that I was worthy of good love and that God loved me, and regardless of what was going on in my life, God loved me. And I needed to have that same love for myself. And this message is huge for anyone who is suffering with feeling like, you know, it's just not for me. You know, I'm not going to find love because, or, you know, this is just not going to work for me. I'm here to tell you that that is not true, that there is real good love for you, but you have to love yourself first. Because no one is going to truly ever love you like you love yourself. So once you get there and you have that value in yourself and you feel that self-worth and that self-esteem of knowing that you are perfect in every aspect of your body and every aspect of your mind and every aspect of who you are as a person, your love will appear. And that is fact. You draw it, it's law. When you are in love with you, you draw love to yourself. It's universal law. It's the law of attraction. The other one I want to share with you guys is love is such a strong force that it leaps, jumps, and runs. There is nothing too big or too strong that can keep love from you. You're the only thing that can stand in the way of your love. Move and allow love to overtake you. A lot of people say, what do you mean I'm in my own way? I want love. I need love. I want to be in love. I want to be in love. I love being in love. I understand that. When the angels are saying that you're in your own way, what is your thought process about love? Are you asking for love and then not thinking that it is going to appear? Are you looking for love and, as the song says, all the wrong places? What are you really doing to manifest your love? Are you asking God to come in and direct your path? Are you asking your angels to help you? What are you doing to help yourself? And if you're not doing anything but asking and then you're expecting and you feel like, okay, well, God told me this was the one. God told me that was the one. God told me this was the one. Then you're hurting yourself more than you're helping yourself. Sometimes you have to ask and be still. Work on you. What can you do to help draw love into your life or draw more love into your life? I'm going to give you some tips today to help you do just that, because the very first email that I got was someone saying, how can I draw real lasting love in my life? I've been hurt. I've been abused emotionally. I feel like that there's just no love for me out there. What can I do to create love in my life? The very first thing that Spirit is telling me about that scenario is that you have to open your heart and heal the wounds of the past. So if you're still holding on to the fact that you're so hurt and the fact that I've been so hurt and there's no good love out there for me, then that's what you're going to draw to yourself. You're going to draw your past back to you. You're going to draw the pain of being hurt. You're going to draw the pain of those old relationships. You're going to draw those things back to you. And those are not the things that you want to draw. You want to bring good things into your life. You want to be able to let people know that you are open and receptive. Because what happens is if your love comes along, the first thing you're going to do, talk about your old love. Well, they hurt me. They did me wrong. They did this. They did that. You know, they did this. Well, you know, people make choices. All of the choices are not good, but we also have choices. And the biggest choice that you need to make when you are looking for a new love is to forgive. Old love. Very, very powerful. Very powerful. All right. The next thing that you can do is to look for true unconditional love. A lot of people get into relationships for the benefits. I have a lot of clients who come to me and we may be doing a vision board or a soul roadmap, and they'll have this husband on there, and the husband's so good looking, which there's nothing wrong with that, and the husband has to have lots of money, and the husband has to have lots of money, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, unconditional love is love from soul to soul. Unconditional love is the kind of love that you feel for someone where you know you would love them if they did not have a dime, not a penny. That if they went out today, God forbid, and something happened to them, you would still love them. That's the kind of love that's unconditional, because that's the kind of love that God has for us. No matter what we do, God loves us. We are never separated from the love of God. You know, people want to say, oh, God turns his back on me, he forgot about me. No, never. We may forget about God, but God doesn't forget about us. The bottom line is when you want lasting love and good love, you want that from someone who loves you regardless what's going on and what's not going on. You want someone who's going to stand by you through thick and thin, and that's unconditional love. So the next email that I got was a lady who says, I've been on the path looking for love forever, looking everywhere. I've tried dating websites. I have done everything I can possibly do to bring in the love of my life. I've prayed, I've asked the angels, I've done everything. What am I doing wrong? I'm going to answer that question right after this break. Hi guys, it's Fran with Angels with Fran. Did you know that you could change your life just by changing your thoughts? Are you aware that there are legions of angels that are wanting to help you prosper in every area of your life? Love, abundance, relationships, business. Are you aware that you can speak new life into the life that you now have? If you've answered no to any of these questions, or you just want to find out more, visit my website at www.angelswithfran, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it. You are destined to have a fabulous life. Don't just settle. Have the life that you were created for. Okay, so I am going to answer that question. And I'm going to tell you why you're possibly not finding the love that you desire. The concept of ask, believe, and receive is huge in finding love. So everyone created on this planet, everyone in the world has a soulmate. Sometimes we have more than one soulmate. No one on this planet was created to be alone. No, not one person. So when you hear people that say, well, maybe I'm supposed to be alone, or I'm supposed to walk my walk alone, or I'm supposed to walk my journey alone. No, you're not. You're not created or put here to be alone. No one is. The thing of it is that you have to take steps when you're led to take steps. So what I would do in your situation and what I have done to attract my perfect love is I've prayed first. I've asked the angels to assist me. I have asked the angels to assist me. I figured, okay, obviously I didn't do so well, so I need some help. I asked the angels to assist me, and they did. And what they would do is they would just bring me to places or direct my path. So if they said, maybe you should go to this event, I was invited to an event maybe, and I'd say, I don't want to go. And they would say, you should really go to that event. 9 times out of 10, I would meet somebody. You have to be specific, but not so specific that you box the angels in. Make a list. What do you really want? What do you really want? It's no good to have a man that is financially wealthy and he's stingy. It does no good to have a man who's good looking, but is so arrogant he doesn't see how beautiful you are. So when you make what many call the love list, be specific. Be specific enough, but leave room for something better. So when you're asking, you always want to say, this or something better, Lord. This or something better. God has a way of aligning things that are just so perfect, it blows you away. You have no idea how it happened. You're like, whoa. So I'm going to encourage you to write a list, take some time. And also, new moon is very good for bringing in new moon intentions and bringing new love and new things in your life. So I have a client who manifested her husband of now 7 years using new moon energy. She sat outside and she wrote her list to God. And she told God what she wanted. And she put that list in her Bible. That same year on her birthday, she met her husband, which she married 6 months later. So there is love out there. You have to pay attention, and you need to ask. The other thing that you can do to draw love into your life is talk about love. Speak about love. Feel love. Know love. Know that love is real, that love is good, that love loves you, and love wants you. Know that the love that you seek is seeking you. The love that you desire is desiring you. The person that you are looking for is looking for you. And you can't settle. So if you want someone who likes to travel, and you meet someone that has everything else but is scared to go on an airplane, you have to decide what your deal breakers are. At that point, you have to say, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can settle for someone who does not want to do what I want to do or who doesn't want to travel, because traveling is something I've wanted to do. It's something that I've waited to do. It's, you know, is it something that you can settle on? You have to know what your deal breakers are. A lot of people will settle for love because they feel like, well, this is the best I'm going to get, so I might as well take it. That is not true. Don't just settle because you think that's all you can get. Because there are tons of people out there who are not settling and who are waiting, and one of those people may be your people. Ask your angels, so do you have any suggestions for me? You know, guide me, lead me, direct me, help me find the love that I desire because I need it. That's what you have to do. Your angels will not and will never, ever infringe on your free will. They will never infringe on your free will. So what you have to understand is that when you are wanting your angels to help, ask for help. I say every morning, dear God and angels, I give you permission today to help me, to guide me, to guard me, to lead me. Ask your angels to help you. They will help you, and you will be amazed. Okay. I have another email. A lady says here, it seems like I manifest the wrong guy all the time. It seems like it's always the wrong person. I'm pulling in the wrong person. Why is that? Okay. The manifestation process of love is really very simple. First of all, you have to operate in love. So you have to become loving. We always draw what we are. So if you're in a bad place when you're trying to manifest, you're going to draw in bad things. So you've got to be in a place of happiness and love. So if you're not there, because some days we're just not there. It just didn't happen. Find something that makes you happy. What makes you happy? If it's your dog, if it's your cat, if it's music, if it's your friends, if you have a comedy show you watch. I personally don't watch TV, but if you have something that you know makes you happy and it makes you feel good, go do it. Get in a place of feeling good, and then you're creating. And then at that point, you're creating positively. And that is when you're bringing in those things that you desire. So it's not that you're drawing in the wrong person. It may just be where you're at when you are, it may just be where you're at when you are actually creating. So if you're in a bad place, you're going to draw in bad stuff. If you're in a good place, you're going to draw in good stuff. So remember that. So before you sit down and you start to manifest, ask yourself, how am I feeling? Do I feel good? Am I in a good place? Or just begin to give thanks. The more thanks you give, the greater the faster your manifestation will come to you. You have to make sure that you're in a good place. It is so important. Don't try to manifest when you're in a bad place because you're going to get negative things. I can't say that enough. And the angels are saying, repeat that, repeat that, repeat that. Because a lot of people make that mistake. You don't want to go into the manifestation process when you are having a rough day or a rough time. So try that. Let me know how it works. And let me know what goes on. And when you find your love, let me know. You know, guys, I'm going to share one more thing with you. And then I know that there's been some people waiting online. And I'm sorry, but I have to move the way I'm led to move. The last thing that I want to share about love today is know that you are loved, you are lovable, and that there is so much unconditional love around you, and that you are so loved. You are so loved that if you were the only person on the planet, God would still send his son to die for you. I remember hearing Joyce Meyer say that, and it took my breath away. The fact that God loves me so much that it doesn't matter if I was the only one here. He would have still sent Jesus to die for me. You have to know that God loves you like that right now. That there's nothing in your life that God doesn't want you to have that is in your best interest and that is in your highest good. God does not want you to suffer. He wants you to be loved. He wants you to know that you are loved. And he wants that for you. He wants you to be happy. God wants you to be happy. So if anybody is telling you that you have to suffer and that God wants you to suffer, that is what you're supposed to do, is suffer. That they're not telling you the truth. God does not want you to suffer. There is no need for you to suffer. God loves you. So once you know that you are loved and you feel that love in your heart and in your spirit and in your soul and in every piece of your body, you will begin to draw love to you. And not just love in man-woman relationships, but your friends will be more loving. Your life will be more loving. You will want to give more love. You will walk with your head high because you know you're loved. And you are loved beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I'm going to leave you with this quote by Loretta Young. It said, love isn't something you find. Love is something that finds you. So no matter what it looks like right now, no matter what it feels like, I want to encourage you to keep going. Keep going, knowing that there is goodness ahead. And if you feel that you are in a relationship that's not beneficial to your highest good, then you need to step back and look at what you deserve and what is beneficial to your spirit. All right, guys, thank you for joining me. I will see you next week. Again, you can always drop me an email at www.angelswithfran.com. org. I will read them online. I'll answer your questions online. I love you. God bless you. Have a fabulous, fabulous, over-the-top, fabulous, dazzling week. Much love, guys. Bye-bye.